Supertramp on 720 AM.
Missed the post. He's losing a step.
Yeah, well, I also was talking to the alderman, the former alderman, standing right here, and we'll explain that in just a second. I got Supertramp tickets. That's the whole point we're playing. That's why we're playing Supertramp right now. I have actually Roger Hodgson, formerly of Supertramp. There were two guys of Supertramp. He's one of them, and he's going back on tour playing the music of Supertramp, playing some of his own stuff, and he's going to be at the Silver Creek Event Center at the Four Winds New Buffalo in February, the 22nd. That's an 8 o'clock Chicago time show, 9 o'clock New Buffalo time. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. I got tickets coming up a little bit later on in the program to go see that. That is going to be one hell of a show. All right, former Alderman Bob Fioretti is with us right now. He wants to be the new Cook County State's Attorney. And let me explain why this is important. Because the current Cook County State's Attorney, we're seeing a rash of nuisance crimes, of the kinds of, there's a different sense of lawlessness in this city than there has been in a while. Yes, the murder rate is down and the murder clearance numbers are up, but you got to go, the clearance numbers have a lot to do with police work, as much to do with, not more with police work than they do with what happens once they actually get into the system. Right. Once they get into the criminal justice system, which is what the Cook County State's Attorney is there for. If you go to county jail right now, county jail is not at capacity. It's not even at 40% capacity right now. There's a lot of empty beds, but there's the whole idea of the social justice movement, which I don't completely disagree with, is that we don't want to incarcerate a lot of people and divert their lives for making mistakes when they're a little younger. But when people make consistent mistakes when they're younger, that sort of tells us that maybe that's a path that they're going down. And I don't think that the Cook County State's Attorney's Office is properly looking at that. What say you?
I think you summarized the whole position. There is no way under Kim Fox's so-called, and I mean so-called social justice, on what she's doing. The robberies that have been happening on Michigan Ave, you can get away with 10 of them before you're really convicted. And before they charge you with a felony. You have to look at her whole program on what she's doing. People with guns that get caught over the weekend are out the next day. Right. We've got to stop that. If there must be accountability, there must be transparency in our system. And under her view, there is no accountability. You can keep committing as many mistakes as you want before you're caught and you're punished for what you do.
There's also a breakdown of the juvenile criminal justice system as well, because it's bad on both ends. It's too draconian on its worst end, and it's too soft on its intake end. And there doesn't seem to be a consistent philosophy about how they want to actually address juvenile criminality in Chicago.
Well, if you go to the juvenile criminal system, we should be the model, and in the past we have been, but all of a sudden we forget what we should do. We have courts that address first-time offenders, veterans court, women's court, mental health court, and drug court. You get caught the first time, let's say with drugs, small amount, the judge will usually give you a pass and say come back within 6 months, but you have to meet these conditions. You meet those conditions, your record's closed, nobody knows that you were even arrested. We need to utilize those systems, those diversionary programs, mm-hmm. to help people,
right.
to help the youth that are out there. Veterans, you know, as you probably know, one-third of the people that are homeless here in this city are veterans. We need to take care of them. And yes, they do commit crimes, but they need diversionary programs too. Women's court, mental health courts. We've got to start using our criminal justice system in the right way instead of just saying, oh no, everybody gets a free pass, gets free out of jail.
All right, we'll come back on the other side. I want to ask you where, if you were to take two things that you would do on your first day. I'll give you three. We'll play rule of threes here. Three things. So you got extra homework here, Bob. Three things you would do on your first day if you were to become the Cook County State's Attorney this year after the election in November. The primary, though, is coming up in just 2 months, right?
Correct.
Primary
March 17th.
March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. I love a St. Patrick's Day election in Chicago. It's corruption with corned beef and beer all together.
Lots
That's
of beer.
What I love.
Yes,
That's what I love about that in Chicago. We'll talk about that. And to take your phone calls, if you have a suggestion for how to fix this problem, 312-981-7200. Your idea is as good as anybody's. I can just tell you that right now, the way this is going. 312-981-7200. Right now, let's check in with Lauren Lapko. What's happening on the roads and the skies?
For news at 10, watch WGN. Micah Mater, Joe Donlan, Dan Rohn, and Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling. For TV News at 10, watch Chicago's very own WGN.
Rob Khan Show right here, 720 WGN. All right, Bob Fioretti, longtime Chicago alderman, and now he wants to be the new Cook County State's Attorney. He's running in the primary, which is coming up in just a few months now. It's funny. It's like the election season just kind of kicked right here. And obviously, you know, we've been talking about the presidential election for 4 years, essentially. But now the local races start to kick in, and you get a lot, and there's going to be a lot of stuff on television. There's probably the most hot race, though, is this one yours.
I believe so.
Yeah, most people are interested in.
Yeah.
So that's why on this show we're going to specifically focus on it from time to time throughout the next couple of weeks, because it's and we invite Kim Fox to come on and tell her side of the story. I just don't understand, as she has been state's attorney, I do not understand what she's doing as state's attorney. I didn't understand the Jussie Smollett thing at all. She acknowledges in the aftermath that it was kind of a bad idea, the way that it was handled, or bad.
It was sort of kind of an apology.
Yeah.
Sort of, kind of.
But it was,
yes.
But not a full.
Not a full.
No, I need a full. Oh, my God. I completely effed that up. That's what I was looking for. Because I've had to say that. I mean, you know, everybody knows when they completely screw something up, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I think in any other.
Good.
Yeah, but any other county in the state, somebody, the state's attorney would have probably have been censured or lost their law license over how it was handled. There's no doubt. She took a call from some famous person, as I raised my hand in quotes, and that person directed the way the course of the investigation was going to go. And then she all of a sudden says, I'm recusing myself out of this. And lo and behold, she didn't recuse herself, because she would have had to recuse her whole staff.
Sure.
She lied to the public. That's it. As simple as
it. You can't have the state's attorney doing that.
No.
I know it's very popular to lie now as a politician, but it doesn't really help. I know politicians always, people say, well, they've always been lying. Well, yeah, but we don't expect that. We don't want that. That should be a point against you, not a point for you. And that's just not good enough. For me, as a Cook County resident my whole life, and as a Chicagoan my whole life, I don't like it.
Well, I was part of a faculty down in Champaign the first week of October, and it was judges and lawyers from around the state, and it was a webcast too. And we talked about ethics, and we talked about how lawyers especially state's attorneys, must maintain the highest of ethics, because we looked at them to... the state's attorney's position is the most powerful position in this county. They can take away your liberty. They can take away your property. And if you don't have faith in that person who's doing the prosecution, you have no faith in the criminal justice system.
It's a gigantic office, too.
Yes, it is.
You know, there's lawyers upon lawyers upon... There's lawyers for lawyers who have lawyers. That's how it goes. And they do a lot... They do things beyond just what you imagine, going into court with, you know, a big stack of papers and sitting down and taking on a defense attorney who's asleep at the desk. There's more to it than just that. They do civil litigation as
Lots
well.
Lots of civil, yes.
That's a big
tax
deal.
Appeals.
Yes.
They have to approve that, yes. So when people think about just a state's attorney, they think only in the criminal realm.
Well, Bob,
they're far removed from it.
So, you know, if you go back in the history of state's attorneys, Richard M. Daley was a state's attorney of Cook County. That's how
he was.
Is how he worked his way into becoming mayor of the city of Chicago. There was one of the paths that he used to get there, but that was it was a repository a long time, almost a figurehead repository for people who are on their way either up or down the political scales in steps in Chicago, right? Not even in Cook County, I would argue, in Chicago, but the Cook County State's Attorney office was used for that. So now the question is, does the state's attorney really have that much, because it's an elected position, and often they are put there by other kingmakers, and this is how Chicago politics works, right? It's not necessarily who the most qualified person is, but it's who the most connected person is. That's the way it has always been. Do they really run that office, or are they run by, is that office really run by the professionals who've been there, and many great professionals have been there for decades?
Well, I do. A lot of the professionals have left that were there. They've gone elsewhere. But you can almost call the state's attorney's offices in our collar counties and ask how many resumes have you received from people who were or are state's attorneys here in this county. They're fleeing. The professional who ran the office is no longer there.
So they're being replaced by people internally, though, who've been there for a while, or is there just a total brain drain?
I have heard of people who, and I know people who have been interviewed, and they have been offered some significant positions, and they've turned them down. So I think
because of Kim Fox, would you argue, or because of why?
I think because of her approach to criminal justice, or approach to the civil justice system, and how to handle tax appeals here. Yeah, it's
what about the tax appeals? Explain that, because that touches everybody.
Well, I believe, as most of the newspapers have, the final appeals have to go through the state's attorney's office. They approve them or they challenge them. There's been really no challenges. It's been a routine nod of the and a wink, wink nod of the head and off
to the assessor's office.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you see your high taxes. It's because of what's happening there, too.
And this assessor ran as a reformer.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so, he's trying his way through the system, but he's got a long way to go.
You've been inside the system a long time, Bob Fioretti.
No, I fought the system a long time.
Well, but you had a key to the door. So you were in, you had a key to the office door.
8 years of being an alderman shows you a lot. Yeah. Yes.
What if you, Bob Fioretti, former Chicago alderman, had to turn around and just, I gave you 3 days and a magic wand, what would you change to change that system? And should the system change?
Well, I'd impose term limits, smaller city council sizes, get rid of a lot of these suburban governments and how they're operating. When you have a city that only has 250 people, you got to start scratching your head that they've got a full staff, a full police department, a full fire department, sanitation. What are they doing? How many relatives can you put on the payroll?
Right.
And that's what happens, especially like down in McCook. What was it, 15 or 17 of his members are all on the payroll.
Yeah. My guess is there can be a lot of orange jumpsuits that are going to be handed out for the people who are part of this, because it seems like the FBI, this has always been very fertile hunting for federal agencies here to take down, especially big fish, right? But now they're finding that in these, exactly what you're talking about, in these small suburban communities, they're finding the level of corruption is just off the charts.
And you can tie it into the red light cameras. Look what's happening there. Campaign contributions and how you do it. We've got to limit campaign contributions across the board, whether you're running for mayor or whether you're running
for alderman. There are no limits, right, in Illinois.
Well, the cap gets busted if somebody gives $100,000 into a race, such as this race. The cap was busted by the Conways.
Right.
So
So then there are no caps.
There are right. Anybody can write a check as big as they want, and that's what's happening here in this race. The unions have given Kim Fox a significant number, and the same thing with Conway and his father. And they keep talking about the resources, and they just keep writing the check.
I'm always confused by why the unions would be so interested in the state's attorney's office, because they have less skin in the game than they do in most of the other major county or municipal offices, because the state's attorneys are not are they AFSCME or what are they?
SEIU and AFSCME are all in there. Yes.
They're in there, but the mm-hmm. but the attorneys are they union as well?
No.
Okay,
no.
But that so there obviously they're going to be there for the workers and
right.
some of the other and there and so the. State's Attorney's Office, almost infamously, has its own law enforcement arm as well, right?
Right.
They, the sometimes not used for the best purposes, as we learned in the 1960s
well, we
and 1970s.
But yeah. You just said something about we have over almost 200 law enforcement agencies here in the county of Cook. And so the state's attorney has to work with each and every one of those.
Right.
So it's right. It is a big job.
Yeah, I understand what a big job is. I just never understood why the union money. I get why the union money goes to the sheriff or not to the sheriff, because he's got all those employees are unionized, or to, you know, some of the other people who have a lot of unionized employees underneath him. But it just seems
technically the state's attorney should be negotiating the contracts on behalf of the county.
Well, that's double dealing, isn't it?
So that becomes a problem. Yes. But does anybody care here in Cook County? No.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, people go, what's wrong with your town? I go, mm-hmm. How much time do you have? You know, it's sort of like you could, there are a lot of different ways here, but I think you're right. I mean, I'm not a gigantic term limits guy, but locally, it does seem to make more sense.
I wasn't either, but when you look at the top 15 cities in the country, only, I should say top 10, out of the top 10, only two have term limits. Don't have term limits. Chicago and I believe Philadelphia.
Oh, things are going great there. They never had a problem in their life. No.
Right. And look at New York has, 51 city council people. They have 8.4 million. L.A. is now way up there, 4 million people. They only have 15. Houston's right on our tail right now, and they have 15 or 16, too.
This whole idea of cutting the city council in half, because we have 50 aldermen. Right. Who are their own
Fiefdom.
Kings, right? Fiefdom. I mean, they run their wards, and they are really the purveyors of all pleasure and pain in the ward in terms of whether or not, you know, you need a business license or you're going to get a loading zone in front of your business or whatever it is. It's all up to the alderman just to make a decision, right?
Well,
it's a yes or no.
You know, I've always been against and became more and more against the idea of aldermanic privilege. We don't need it. A lot of this can be run by 311 on all the issues that come before somebody. At the same time, we ought to expedite systems so people can get permits here. Business, we should be enveloping and folding our arms and looking at people and saying, if you have a business, we want to help you and bring it in here in the city of Chicago. We've got, as I look down Michigan Ave right now, a 29% vacancy rate.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable for Michigan Ave.
Yeah. I mean, the city needs help. And if the city doesn't get healthy, then the entire metropolitan area.
Right. It's because this city is the economic engine. We have the airport. We've got, from what I last saw, 40,000 badged employees at the airport. You know, think about that. That's a center of economic growth and development.
Yes,
the only way we're going to get out of this problem that we have is by bringing business in, making sure our streets are safe with a good state's attorney and enforcing the law. And so we don't have the robbers that we have almost on a constant basis here on Michigan Ave and other places.
Former Alderman Bob Fioretti wants to be your Cook County State's Attorney. You have a website?
And what?
Do you have a website?
Yes, I think it's Bob for State's Attorney.
The number four? Or the word four?
F-O-R.
Okay. All right. Bob for State's Attorney. God, I hope there's not some other Bob out there. That's you got the URL. That's the important thing. Bob, thanks so much, as always, for being
good.
With us. Appreciate
always good
it.
To be here.
All right. Coming up on the other side, we're going to find out exactly why it is. We were talking yesterday about weed and why all these shops have run out of the weed. And we're like, well, because it has to be grown in Illinois. We figured out what the real problem is. It has to do with the plant itself. We have an expert joining us on the other side. But right now, the news with Kim Gordon.